adventure. He was dressed to thrill wherever he went. He said, let's make love on the mountain top, under the stars on a big hard rock. I said, in these shoes, I don't think so.
If you are single, there is one thing you should always take with you when you go out on a Saturday night. Your friends.
Why are we walking so fast?
Really, are we in that big of a hurry to get to an engagement party?
What, don't you guys want to go?
I did until I saw this invitation.
Here, let me see that again.
Ugh.
Two souls, one thought. Wow, that is sappy. That is totally not like Danny.
Must have been her idea. Two souls, one pushy fiancé.
Oh, come on. It's beautiful.
Oh.
It's a big romantic gesture to express how they feel about each other. If two people have only one thought between them, something is very wrong. Oh, Cap.
I remember when Danny had more than one thought, and they all involved going up my ass.
You had sex with Danny?
Sure, he's cute, straight, and we've known him for 10 years. Haven't we all had sex with Danny?
Oh, yeah, that one weekend that I was bored.
Just a New Year's Eve kiss. I showed him a boob in a coat check room.
Just one?
I sensed he couldn't commit.
Mm. Okay, we're out of here.
Oh, baby lamb chops. This is quite a spread.
Two souls, one big budget.
There he was, the fiancé du jour.
Hey, look who's here.
Congratulations.
Thanks. And this is my other half, Haley.
Congratulations.
Haley, this is Carrie and Charlotte.
Oh, Miranda.
Oh, Miranda. Oh, right. Duh. Sorry. I'm just a little overwhelmed.
Couldn't remember my name?
Maybe you should have shown him both boobs.
And across the room from the two-soul couple...
I told you other numbnuts I wanted a Grey Goose on the rocks a fucking hour ago. Chop, chop.
A man with no soul.
So, Phil, what is it that you do?
I'm a TV agent, and I fucking love it.
Oh, what a beautiful wedding ring. Where's your husband?
Oh, he's not here.
Oh.
We're actually taking some time apart. We're separated. Not legally separated. Nothing legal. Oh, God, no. We're just taking some time to figure things out. We got married really fast. Love at first sight. Didn't think it through. So now we're talking and trying to figure out what he and I, really want. We love each other so much, but that doesn't always mean a marriage is working, does it? No, it does not. We had some problems in the bedroom, but it was more about the fact that we got married so fast. So now we're just talking and trying to figure things out. Just talking, nothing physical. I think it's better if we just talk. So we are talking till we figure it all out. So, no, he's not here. Oh, okay. I have to... Don't talk to her.
Charlotte realized that she and Trey were two souls with too many thoughts.
The minute we met, it was perfect. I knew we were meant to be together. I could stop looking. I had found him.
Congratulations.
What about you guys?
Oh, well, I'm not dating anyone.
And what about you, Miranda? Seeing anyone special?
Actually, no, but I am seeing a whole bunch of unspecial guys. That's one of the requirements to date me. Are you special?
Sorry, move along. But if you have any unspecial friends, could you give them my number?
I'm serious. Do any of you have a completely unremarkable friend or maybe a house plant I'd go to dinner with on Saturday night?
This is hilarious.
Oh. Hey, what the hell was going on in there? Felt like your little comedy routine should have a 2-drink minimum.
We were standing in a group of married or engaged women, just trying to avoid the pity party.
And here I thought it was a cocktail party.
We were the only single people in there.
Miranda, we're the only single people anywhere.
Are you telling me that you didn't see all those don't worry, you'll find someone look?
Nope, didn't see them.
Hey, society views single people our age as sad and pathetic. And I don't need that judgment hanging over my head, so I go on the offensive and I make them laugh.
Okay, Shecky. You know what? Sometimes I think people in couples look at us and wish they had our lives.
Nope. We make them uncomfortable, and they don't know what to say.
And you're sure you're not overreacting?
Yeah.
Coming. God. Yes.
What are we doing?
Charlotte,
God, I thought it was the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse.
I cannot go to any more parties until I know what we're going to do.
About what?
Us! I've been out for hours trying to figure out if we should stay together in spite of our issues. Look, I don't want to confuse you, so I made some notes.
You made some notes?
Yeah, it helps me to be clear. One, sex life.
Well, the sex we had on the floor of your apartment was quite good, actually.
One time. That does not a marriage make.
Come inside. Maybe we can rack up a new score.
Two. You only want me when you can't have me.
Did you make a note in there that mentions how beautiful you look tonight?
Oh, we have some big decisions to make. Oh. Trey. You have a boner.
Well, you were just so beautiful.
I can't discuss my notes if you have a boner.
Come inside.
Oh, I cannot come inside. We are separated.
Oh.
I have more notes.
I think about you every night. Yeah, take off your panties.
Don't.
All righty.
You said you didn't want to be married.
What?
Now, I don't know if I want to be married.
Trey, are you...
That night, neither Charlotte nor Trey came inside.
Not quite sure what to say. I'm sorry, Charlotte. May I get you a hanky?
It's too late for a hanky. This isn't working. Whatever this is we're doing, it isn't working. Please stop calling me. I'll call you when I've figured out what I want.
Charlotte, I love you. Send me the dry cleaning bill.
Trey may have had a lot of flaws, but bad manners wasn't one of them. It was a lovely, uneventful Saturday morning. Three lattes, two newspapers, and... one dating service application.
Dear single. Single? You don't even have a name?
Well, I'm single. I don't deserve one.
Oh. That's the postal equivalent of a drive-by shooting.
Yeah, and I thought those 57 menus I get every day from Hunan Munan were annoying.
Mm. Look at this. Don't let your soulmate slip away.
Oh, I know. It's almost a threat. It's like, we have him. He's just waiting for you, but hurry, because he's slipping away. Oops, there he goes.
Soulmates only exist in the Hallmark aisle in Duane Reade Drugs.
I disagree. I believe that there's that one perfect person out there to complete you.
And if you don't find him, what? You're incomplete? It's so dangerous.
All right, first of all, the idea that there's only one out there, I mean, why don't I just shoot myself right now? I'd like to think that people have more than one soulmate.
I agree. I've had hundreds.
Yeah, and you know what? If you miss one, along comes another, like cats.
No, that is not how it works.
Oh, okay.
But you're still looking outside yourself. It's saying that you're not enough.
Are you enough? Actually, today she's too much.
Look, the bad thing about the one perfect soulmate is that it's so unattainable. You're being set up to fail.
Exactly, and you feel bad about yourself.
Yeah, and it makes the gap between the Holy Grail and the assholes even bigger.
Well, I don't care. I believe in soulmates. I thought Trey was mine, but I don't think that a soulmate would... on your leg.
Mm. Yeah, I really do.
But there's got to be that someone out there who's just perfect for me. Maybe I should keep looking.
Here you go. Okay. We're filling this out.
No, I'm not in the mood.
Not for you, for her.
Oh, okay.
No. Yes. Age, checkbox. 20 to 25, 25 to 30, 30 to 34.
Oh, no. Not after next week. Birthday girl, 35.
35 to 44. Honey, welcome to my box.
Soulmate. Two little words, one big concept. A belief that someone, somewhere, is holding the key to your heart and your dream house. All you have to do is find them. So, where is this person? And if you love someone and it didn't work out, does that mean they weren't your soulmate? Were they just a runner-up contestant in this game show called Happily Ever After? And as you move from age box to age box and the contestants get fewer and fewer, are your chances of finding your soulmate less and less? Soulmates, reality or torture device?
What about a little birthday dinner? Il Cantanori, something nice.
I'm not sure I want to do anything. I'm kind of into laying low.
Laying low or feeling low?
No, I'm fine.
Oh, come on. You got to do better than that. You got to grab 35 by the balls and say, hey, world, I'm 35.
Okay, calm down, Annie Mame.
I'll put the dinner together. All you have to do is show up. Just close friends. Very fabulous life.
All right, yeah. That sounds fun. Thank you.
Should I invite Big?
What, are you slowly trying to kill me on the way to lunch?
Well, technically you are friends now, right?
A phone call here and there. It's friendly. Why, do you think I should invite him?
Oh, honey, how should I know? When I'm done with him, I'm done with him.
Maybe not. Besides, I think he's still in London. Let's just keep it to low maintenance friends. All right.
Hey, welcome. Come in.
He is hot. He is a priest. He is a hot priest. Look at his robe. It's so Robin and his merry men.
Está bien, gracias.
Oh, you tell him, Friar Fuck.
Okay, sister, let's go. I'm not going to lose my table at Pastis. You can cruise a holy man.
Which street are we on again?
That Sunday, Samantha went to church.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I couldn't help but notice all the good work you're doing in the neighborhood, and I just stopped to see if I could be of service.
Well, we could use another hand in the kitchen.
I'm in public relations, and I was thinking maybe I could help put a benefit together. Something classy, respectful. I can guarantee Donald Trump and Marlo Thomas.
Oh, thank you, but here at All Souls, we're a little more low-key than that. We're more about collecting food, canned goods, to feed to the needy.
So, I love your robe.
Well, this is what we wear. I'm in the Franciscan Order, founded by St. Francis.
Oh.
And the robe is, you really want to hear about this?
Oh, tell me more about this St. Francis.
Well, he lived his life based on the vows of poverty and chastity. Here. St. Francis giving his coat to the poor.
Samantha Jones, Public Relations. If you change your mind about the benefits, or anything.
And just like that, Samantha went from Mr. No Soul to Mr. All Soul. After church, most people go out for pancakes. Samantha wasn't most people.
Samantha, your face is glowing. Did you get a facial or something?
I masturbated all afternoon.
All right, then.
Seriously? All afternoon?
Well, two and a half hours.
Who's got that kind of time? I like to get in and get out.
Well, I enjoy a quickie every now and then, too, but when it's good like today, I go with it. I masturbated to my priest.
Your priest?
Friar Fuck.
Okay, I think we might have to get Charlotte a crash helmet.
You have a priest?
No. She wants him, but she can't have him. It's all very Thornbirds.
In my fantasy, he tears the food I'm carrying for the homeless out of my arms, rips open my dress, lays me down in the street, and enters me.
What do you do for the next 2 hours and 20 minutes?
Stop! You are talking about a priest.
It's a fantasy. I can masturbate to whomever I like. It's imagination. It's fun and perfectly healthy. Who do you all fantasize about?
Russell Crowe.
Ah, jinx! You owe me Coke.
That's amazing. What did women do before Russell Crowe?
George Clooney.
Ah, Clooney. Clooney's like a Chanel suit. He'll always be in style.
I used to masturbate to a busboy who was rude to me once. What do you think that means?
fine. The cheese stands alone.
Oh, come on, Charlotte. Get that judgmental puss up and join in. Who do you fantasize about?
No, it's private. Oh, come on. It can't be any worse than a priest and a busboy.
We're not moving on till you tell us about one of your masturbation guys.
Well, it's not guys. Lately, it's just one man.
L.L. Bean?
No. Trey. And we have this really, you know, perfect sex. What do you think it means?
This is 459-1905. I'm not in, so please leave a message.
Hey, I think you're still in England, but it's midnight here in New York, and it's my birthday. I am officially old, so I felt the need to call someone older. Haha. Anyway, some friends are giving me a dinner tomorrow night. Well, actually, it's tonight. And you're a friend, so if you are back in town, it's going to be at Il Cantinori at 8:30. And if you're still in London, then cheerio, old chap. So, okay.
The next day on Wall Street.
Miranda?
Sheila!
Hi! How are you? Fantastic! Oh, gosh, Joe and I just got back from New Orleans. So how are you? Are you seeing anyone special?
But Miranda wasn't feeling very shecky.
Actually, no, I'm not. Well, look, he's out there for you somewhere. You just haven't met him yet, right?
Maybe, maybe not. I don't know if I believe all that. Maybe there isn't someone for everyone.
There it was. The truth. No Hallmark hope. No two-drink minimum.
So how is Joe? You guys have been married for how many years now?
Five. Wow. And I bet you're thinking we're the kids, right? Right? Well, it's like I said to Joe. I mean, we could have kids, or we could have gorgeous fabric without chocolate stains.
Miranda realized it's not just about being single. Everyone has a sore spot that needs a little comedy routine.
Mine, let alone a poopy diaper.
And so Miranda laughed. Not because it was particularly funny, but because it was kind.
Could you imagine?
They told me you were inside. Am I disturbing you? May I join you? I was thinking about you yesterday. You and the work that you do. I was at the market. De la Serpice. They're the best.
It's very kind. Thank you.
I have a confession to make. I think about you other places than the market. Do you ever think about me?
I believe that God made the body, and it's perfect in its splendor. But I am not of my body. My life is about other joys.
Samantha wondered if maybe the hot monk was her soulmate, as he was certainly unattainable. I arrived at my party after a day of shopping. With no true soulmate, I spent the afternoon with my shoe soulmate, Manolo Blahnik.
Oh, good evening. Can I help you?
Yes. Bradshaw, party of 10.
You're the first to arrive. Follow me, please.
Tonight. The reservation was for 8:30, right?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Right. Here you go.
Fantastic.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
Hi.
Would you like a drink whilst you're waiting?
Yeah. I'll have a Shirley Temple, please. Once everyone else gets here, we're going to be drinking a lot of champagne.
Good grace. Excellence.
Mm. 20 minutes later, still no party. Hi. Still alone. Did anyone call asking for Bradshaw?
Not that I'm aware of. Let me check with the maitre d'.
Okay, thanks.
Can I bring you some champagne now?
No, not yet.
Good. Great. Excellent.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Hi. Sorry for holding the table. I can't imagine where everybody is. There is only one Il Cantinori, right?
Yes.
Okay.
The woman with the birthday cake is here, and she needs to be paid.
Oh. Okay. I'll get my purse.
After I paid $70 for my own birthday cake, I was totally out of the party mood. So I decided to go home and kill myself.
Hey, oh, lady, lady! Where are you going?
Get off!
Get off! Look where you're standing!
Get
off!
Get
the hell off there!
Get off!
Get the other way!
Get the other way!
Get the other way!
Come on!
Will you stop?
Get
the ball!
Oh, for crying out loud!
Hey!
Not the pit!
Oh, get the pit! Get the pit!
By the time I got home, I had fallen into an emotional hole so deep, only a fireman without a collarbone could rescue me.
I'm trapped at work. I'll be 10 minutes late. The reservation line is busy. I'll see you soon.
Carrie, I'm in traffic. They're paving Fifth Avenue. No one can get through. Don't wait for me. Happy birthday!
I'm stuck in fucking traffic. I don't know how to spell Il Cantinori for the idiot at 411. Get a cell phone!
Carrie, it's Stanford. I'm at the wrong place. Did you know there's a Mexican restaurant on University and 11th called Il Cantinoro?
Carrie! Okay, I'm here. They said you just left. Where are you? We're still here.
Okay, so now we're coming uptown. Meet you at the coffee shop. 20 minutes.
Carrie?
Oh, it's me! It's me!
Charlotte! Oh. I just aged 35 more years.
What are you doing here?
I'm sorry, I came to take you to the coffee shop.
No, I'm going to bed. I am not in the mood to be with a bunch of people.
Oh, come on, it's just the four of us. You have to come, it's your birthday.
Oh, I'm aware of that. The longer I sat at that table, the more alone I felt, and it really hit me. I am 35 and alone.
You are not alone.
No, I know I have you guys, but... I hate myself a little for saying this, but it felt really sad not to have a man in my life who cares about me. No special guy to wish me happy birthday. No goddamn soulmate. And I don't even know if I believe in soulmates.
Don't laugh at me, but maybe we could be each other's soulmates. And then we could let men be just these great, nice guys to have fun with.
Well, that sounds like the plan.
I'm 35. 35 is not 25.
Thank God.
I'm 35.
Oh, shut the fuck up. I'm 140.
Hey, baby. Get in.
It's after 12. You're late.
Not really. I'm on London time.
London is 5 hours ahead.
In that case, I'm really fucking late.
I can't believe you actually got out of the car and got balloons.
I didn't. Raoul did. Good man. So, how old are you?
How old are you?
No.
Oh, you don't have to give me an exact number. Pick a box. 30 to 35? 35 to 40? 40 to 45? Really? 40 to 45?
I don't know what you're referring to. I had something in my eye.
Hey. How do you feel about soulmates?
Well, I like the word soul. I like the word mate. Other than that, you got me. Did you have a nice day?
I had a fabulous day.
Good for you.
As Big's car drove away, I realized having three soulmates already nailed down made it a lot easier to spot those great nice guys to have fun with.